Hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of My Bible Thoughts. Today, let's dive into something that's simple yet incredibly profound. Have you ever wondered what it means to be truly poor in spirit? I mean, it sounds counterintuitive, right? But stick around because this is where the real richness begins. You know, it's like that moment when you're looking for something and it's right in front of you all along. That's the Beatitudes for me. Every sentence, a bold stroke about Christian character. Take this one, for instance. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's Matthew 5:3. This verse is a bombshell that invites us into a world of true understanding. I often wonder, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? It's not about lacking in confidence or feeling inferior. It's about understanding our spiritual poverty. It's about recognizing our deep need for God's grace and mercy every single day. It's about being so aware of your own shortcomings that it humbles us. Imagine this in your own life, seeing yourself just as you are, not through the lens of what the world expects, but through a lens that's raw and honest. It's through this self-reflection, it's in this awareness that we find the doorway to joy. Think about it. Our sorrow, our recognition of our inadequacy, leads us to an exceeding joy. In the grand economy of heaven, self-righteousness holds no value. Instead, it's this spiritual exaltation that reigns supreme. It's not about earthly prosperity. It's about being truly rich in spirit. So how do we take this concept of being poor in spirit and turn it into something tangible, something that sparks change in our lives? Well, let's dive in and break it down into steps that we can walk through today. So step one, look in the mirror. And I'm not talking about the physical mirror that's in your bathroom in the morning, but the reflective one that shows the soul. Take time for some deep reflection. Yeah, I mean getting into the nitty-gritty of your spiritual needs and weaknesses. Get real with yourself and let humility plant its seeds. It's like cleaning out the junk drawer of your soul. It's messy, but oh so liberating. Step two, mercy, mercy, mercy. Seek it like your favorite treasure hunt. But here's the twist. It's not just for the tough times. Make it a daily habit, like brushing your teeth or having that first cup of coffee in the morning. Embrace it when life's going smooth and when storms are raging. It's like an all-access pass to the greatest show of grace. Step three, gratitude. Not just a polite thank you, but a full-blown celebration of God's grace. Let it bubble up from the depths of your being. Ever had that moment when you're just overwhelmed with joy? That's the feeling we're talking about. A festival of gratitude in your heart. And lastly, this Christmas season, don't be a Grinch with this stuff. Share the goodness. Spread the love. Think of yourself as a grace ambassador. Extend that mercy you've received to others. It's like being the light in someone else's darkness, offering them a piece of that rich spiritual cake that you've been tasting. Now, friends, let's say a short prayer together. Dear God, help us to embrace our spiritual poverty, knowing that's an acknowledging of our need for you that we find true richness. Lord, thank you for your unending grace, and as we navigate this journey, let humility guide our steps and joy fill our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me today, and remember, being poor in spirit isn't about feeling inadequate. It's about recognizing our need for God. So as we enter this holiday season, let's focus on this simple yet profound truth. See you next time, and don't forget to share this with someone who might need to hear it. Take care.